Well, Matt, a shock exit in the FA Cup. What are your thoughts after that?
I don't know if it's a shock. You know, obviously they're a league below us, but they've got boys there that I said Saturday are capable of playing at our level. They're top of their league. I thought we paid for not finishing them off first period.
I mean, you could have been 5 or 6-0 up, completely away and into the next round, couldn't you, in the first half, considering the chances you had? You looked so comfortable.
Yeah, we were cruising. It was a similar pattern Saturday. We were 2 up and they scored 3 goals in three minutes the first half, and we threw the game away. I was pleased by our response first half. We actually dominated the game and they were lucky really to go in at 1-0. But we knew they're a dangerous side. They play the percentages into the channels very well and they can play their football as well at times. And yeah, the early goal sort of rocked us again, but we've got to learn from that as a team.
What are your thoughts on the penalty?
The lad put in a decent ball just into the space and they sort of come together, the two lads. They both fell over, but the ref deemed to give a penalty. I'll have to look at it again. I can't really comment on that.
And then, of course, the second goal, Stephen Penny, who was arguably your best player in the first half, causing absolute chaos down that left-hand side. He completely miskicked it, which allowed the striker Silva to go through and finish very calmly.
That's right, you gift the goal, poor Steph. I think he was in two minds, we have to clear it or play it back to Gerrard, and he just caught in two minds, and you know, it's a hard one to swallow because you give them another goal, and it's disappointing, especially after all the hard work we've done and the approach play, the link play, the passing moving, and that's the beauty of the FA Cup though, isn't it?
Just seen some of the faces of the players coming out of the dressing room, they do look really deflated.
Yeah, they are. We've only played 2 league games and, you know, we won the first one. We lost the second one away where we did ever so well in patches as well, but give silly goals away. And it's good that they're disappointed. It's a long season. We are where we are. We had problems here a few years ago. We're trying to steady the ship. We've got young lads and it's all about them learning and hopefully they'll learn from tonight and try and get me for an FA Cup one year after the first attempt.
Because obviously you mentioned after Saturday you were disappointed with your defensive display. You let 4, did caught 3 and over on Saturday and another 2 tonight. So what could be done to make that right?
Well, you can do formations and everything in training, but they've got to take now responsibility for their individual mistakes. You know, you saw the mistakes today, even the first goal where we slid in to try and win the ball where we could delay. So individually they've just got to take responsibility. They're good, honest boys. You know, you can't sort of rant and rave at them. I did a little bit Saturday, but I'm not that sort of character. So hopefully they can learn from situations and put it right during the season.
If you look at the game, apart from the 2 goals Andover score, they didn't actually test Gerard Benfield, did they, in goal?
No, he sort of really just picked 2 balls at the back of the net, really. I think they had a couple of corners, but nothing really, but fair play. They hung in the game. You know, that they played their game plan very, very well. A little bit like Elsford did to us last year. And we didn't quite have that enough about us to stick the ball in net, which we created enough chances to do.
Is it a bit of a financial blow as well? Because obviously the winner of this one, Andover, collect £2,000 prize money. That kind of money is a lot, isn't it, to a non-league club?
Oh yeah, of course it is. Yeah, absolutely. We've got another chance in the trophy to try and progress like we did last year. But yeah, all prize money is for our type of clubs is huge. And as you can see today from the game, the boys tried their socks off. It's not like they give up or didn't try. We should have been out of sight, but we weren't, and we paid a cost for that.
Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.